I'm a journalist.
Go on.
Were you a friend of Maggie's?
I was a minister in her government. I was minister in the Department of Health.
Now, you were a strong woman and she was. Did you clash?
No, we didn't. You know, quite a lot of what's been reported, a lot of that was kidology. Or at least, maybe in the final year, she really did start to behave like that. But in the early years, you've got to remember, she was a scientist. And she was a woman who'd come up from a very ordinary background. Her dad was had a shop, and they lived over the shop. So she'd had to kind of fight her way through. And she was, in many ways, a very remarkable person and a real icon, I think, for women.
Sorry.
Oh, can I go in?
Do you think she was... Do you think for a lot of strong women, for myself, I quite admired her actually, because she would have been walked all over by men if she hadn't been the way she is. I mean, do you think that she was sort of role model for women to be stronger?
In many ways, I think Margaret Thatcher was an astonishing role model. I mean, for everybody, for blokes as well as women. But when she became Member of Parliament in 1959, there were hardly any women in the House of Commons. And even when she became Prime Minister, that was still true. I came into Parliament in 1983, and we had 23 women. We had fewer than 24 women in the whole of the House of Commons. And her achievement was all the more remarkable for that. I mean, now there's, about 150 women in the House of Commons. So we've still got a long way to go, girls. Out of 650, I want to see more of you standing for Parliament and not saying, oh, I couldn't.
That's Barbara Sophie. She's a young political student, aren't you, Sophie? Thanks so much, Edwina.
You're
Thank you.